For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Americans are getting another chance to say goodbye to former President George H.W. Bush, whose body is lying in repose at the Family Church in Houston.
I just had a feeling that I needed to be here and I wanted to be here. And I do feel that President Bush 41 set a great example.
More than 3,000 people attended a funeral service in Washington's National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush offered an emotional tribute.
A great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
He will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and his littlest daughter Robin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
CNN is now reporting that the U.S. has begun making the necessary preparations to sail a warship into the Black Sea. Brian Brown says the preparations come as tensions escalate between Ukraine and Russia.
Ukraine has accused Russia of building up its forces in the region. Russia today announcing they're conducting multiple military drills. So tensions are very high, and we heard about this at the recent NATO conference in Brussels, where all the 29 NATO allies called on Russia to release those detained sailors.
Pacific Gas and Electric has been targeted in a class action lawsuit. It alleges the utility bears responsibility for the deadly Northern California campfire in Paradise that left at least 85 people dead. The lawsuit claims unsafe electrical infrastructure started the massive wildfire. Hundreds of families were finally allowed back into the burned-out town of Paradise to see what remained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The attorneys general of the District of Columbia and Maryland will issue subpoenas as part of their lawsuit accusing President Trump of illegally profiting from his office. The Trump Organization and Trump's legal team has been fighting off this suit along with a slew of others for months. But a federal judge in Maryland has decided that the case can go forward and that the attorneys general can get discovery or documents in place. So subpoenas are set up to go out to all different financial institutions in hopes of completing the investigation in the next 6 months. 9-year-old Dane Best fought City Hall and won. The Severance, Colorado fourth grader went to a town board meeting on Monday and presented his case to overturn a century-old ban on throwing snowballs.
They all agreed this law should be changed. I have 20 letters from kids in my class that would like to have this changed. One of our third grade classes wrote an opinion paper on this law.
And of course, after convincing the town board to overturn the ban, Dane himself got to throw the first legal snowball in his town since the 1920s. And while Dane can now legally heave snowballs at his little brother, he now has his eye on another town ordinance which defines pets only as cats and dogs. Dane owns a guinea pig, and he thinks they should have rights, too. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.